it. Keep at it. Oh, look. Hi there. Yeah, you got it. I don't think that'll work out for today's show. And you fellas have had a whole day off and you haven't even got. I thought you'd spend all day yesterday practicing that.
How about you sit down in here, fellas?
Why don't you sit down, Norm? You going to sit down right here?
I'll sit down right here.
Okay. This program, as you might know, is Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Where's Ray?
He's on vacation. I don't think you heard about that. Did they inform you of that?
No.
Well, he's on vacation for another week, and therefore we'll be here until a week from Monday.
Have you received any mail from him, Bob?
No, I haven't had a card from him. I'll probably get a card the day before he gets back or something like
that'll
that.
That'll probably come in the day he gets back.
I thought, you know, that he might show up today because he is such a baseball fan that he might possibly come back early from his vacation in order to take in the games this weekend. They're really going to be classic
concerts. I understand he's out of New York standing in line waiting for World Series tickets at Yankee Stadium.
Well, I don't know about that. He's a pretty rabid Red Sox fan, you know, and I think that...
But he's practical.
With Ray behind them and with all the rest of us behind him. Somebody wrote in this morning and wondered whether we remember that Tessie that we played, what was it, 3 years ago? When they were in the World Series and they were a game behind or something. Real old song that has a great deal of significance in regard to the Red Sox. Braves, I guess, was it?
Yeah,
I thought it was the Red Sox.
It was the
Braves. Yeah. What? Sullivan okayed that. He said it was the Braves. But we played that quite a bit. Every station break we had that. Someone's whispering something to me. He's the engineer. And that other fellow with him is the FM engineer who goes to work at 155, I believe.
In the isolation ward of the John Hancock
building. Oh, that's really something. You know, at the top of the John Hancock building, this is a little inside radio secret. Up there on the 26th floor, whenever, what is it, 27th? 28th? 28th floor. If you ever go by the building, take a look up. You won't see nothing. But inside that 28th floor, in a little cubicle, 8 by 10, is one of our engineers from 1:55 every day to 9 o'clock at night, watching the dials and the meters on our FM transmitter. It's the loneliest spot in the world.
Andy, did you get your sandwiches all right last night?
And the engineer, it's usually the baddest engineer of any we have. I mean, if he's been a bad boy during the week, he gets a week up there. And they send the food up by elevator. He never sees fresh air or outdoors for a week at a time. I don't know whether there's any agency we can go to about this or not, but we're starting a campaign here and now. Yeah, it's worse than the Count of Monte Cristo. At least he could tunnel out. Catch LeMay trying to tunnel down from the 28th floor.
He talks
to
airplane
pilots. He does?
Yeah, when they go by.
How does he? By radio, you mean?
Because
I know he can't look out any windows. I was up there a few weeks ago. Andy very nicely took Ray and myself up. And what a view you get up there. Oh, it was you, Ken. That's right. Ray wanted to go, but he didn't. Wasn't around. And you can see for miles from up there. It's really wonderful. It's not open yet, is it? Is it open now?
I tried to go up today, but it wasn't open.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow's Herald, you know, is inaugurating a new magazine section, a brand new magazine, and it has a complete pictorial review of the new John Hancock building, which I'm very anxious to see. Very interesting supplement, which will start tomorrow and be included every Sunday in the Herald, as well as a complete separate sports section. I hope the bosses are listening today. That was me, Bob Elliott, speaking. Norm, do you have anything to inject into the show today?
I never like to inject anything, Bob, unless I take something out.
I see. Well, you, of course, can take out a pass to Lowe's State and Orpheum Theaters if you wish today. The production Red Daniel opens, you know.
With Walter Pidgeon?
Yeah, and Angela Lansbury. And Ethel Barrymore. And Janet Leigh. Ooh, I thought she might be up here yesterday, but I guess she was too busy. She's been just making the rounds here in town and going to one place right after another. But it's a good picture. I saw it Wednesday night, and several of the winners in our mystery record contest, our mystery band, are going to drop up to Lowe's State this evening, see the picture, and meet Janet Lee and Peter Lawford, who are here in town for this this half of the world premiere. It's opening on the coast, too, today.
Do they get to see a full picture?
They get to see it. They can see it twice if they get there early enough, I suppose. I don't think anybody would ask them to leave. But more about that contest. You have several songs arranged for today. We'll get to the contest later, but why don't you play your first one right now? Ken and Bill have played a medley of Rain songs, including two, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella and Rain on the Roof. What was it? Singing. Singing in the Rain. Can you rightly call two songs a medley? I suppose you can, huh? Well, that was very good. Well, it is anything they play is a duet, or it's supposed to be. You're speaking to one of our disc jockeys, Green. I heard what he said. Right. Come over here. Would you swap seats with Bill, Norm? Would you come over and take this chair? I want to talk to you. Come here, Bill. Really now. This is serious.
Do I have to play piano with something?
No, this is nothing. This is nothing to do with music. Mr. Green came into the studio today displaying a brand new paint sprayer, which he has purchased. He bought it through Popular Mechanics, I believe, which belonged to Art Hall. So it didn't cost you anything to get the ad, did it? This sprayer costs $12 and something.
95 cents.
And 95 cents. And Bill has a 10-day money back guarantee. We got 2 days to go.
That's right.
And I wish you have it right here. I know you're not letting it out of your sight with just 2 days to go. But could you explain I wonder if one of our assistants, one of the ushers, would run over there and bring that paint sprayer over here to our microphone so everyone can see it. Will you swing the camera over to pick up this paint sprayer? It's a beautiful thing. It has a glass jar on the bottom and a plastic trigger mechanism.
Careful.
Watch out, Norm. Please. Now, will you just go ahead and explain the purpose of this sprayer and how it works? Go right ahead.
I
you
don't
have
know how it
one
works.
Minute.
I'm going to return it.
Tell us. Now you're ruining the whole thing. You don't mean you're going to send that back for 12.
I'm going to let you use it first, Robin, if it works.
I would gladly take it this weekend and paint my car. Or paint the kitchen. The kitchen needs painting.
Can we give it away as a prize?
Well, that would be a swell prize to receive, but yes. you're still shying away from the subject. I can't use it this weekend, but I thought you might be able to describe just how it works. Here's a customer coming over here now. Andy? No, he doesn't want it.
I guess you plug this in.
You plug that in.
Electric outlet. Press this trigger.
Speak up a little louder for our West Coast audience, please. Oh!
And you adjust this little dial here for the amount of spray.
Mm-hmm.
You press it. Watch out.
Are all of you people listening getting this? Is he making it clear?
Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Let's turn it on. Do we have an AC outlet here in the studio?
We have an AC. Where is it? Here's
one right down here,
Bill. Do you want to take this?
Yes, this is really going to be something. There's no paint in it now.
Yes, there is.
There is paint.
I'll pour a little in.
All right. You have a jar of paint there.
Don't point it at anybody.
No. I think you are pointing that at me.
No. I wouldn't point it at you.
Don't point. No, you're not pointing it.
I see. You adjust it.
Don't get it too close to that. Might.
All right.
Whoop! Wait a minute, Green! Wait a minute. You got paint all over my new suit.
But a roseate hue you have.
Oh, look at this. I was going to wear this suit for another week, but I can't now. It'd be a nice spot for a clothing commercial, too. That reminds me of the dentist, and I have an appointment next week.
Okay.
Well, you think you'll keep it, do you? Another gadget has been found on it. Uh-oh. Now you've broken it.
What did I drop?
That has a 90-day guarantee.
Oh, you know what that's for?
No.
That's a compartment to hold the disc.
Oh, that's so? You keep the little disc right in that compartment? You may have seen these advertised in some of the magazines. Oh, look at those.
Look at all those.
Oh, boy. That adjusts the spray, huh?
Don't go in there.
That's wonderful. I think we should come to the who am I question.
Oh.
Shouldn't we?
I think so.
Well, who am I is the question we've been asking all week. And we've been asking, who is he? Meaning the leader of the band on a record called Cover Me Up with the Sunshine of Virginia. We're not going to tell you who it is today. But we will mention, I think, the names of the 10 people who have correctly identified the band. And I really say truthfully that we've had an awful lot of mail on it. And it's amazing how few people have been able to figure out just who this person is. If we're in luck, I think we're going to have him up here for a few words on Monday. I talked with him by phone this week, and he said he would try to make it. I'm going to call him again. Now, here are the 10 people with the earliest postmark and the correct answers to our mystery band. They will receive the list of prizes that we've been mentioning and adding to for the past two or three days, namely a box of Cynthia Sweets, delicious candy, three of the latest MGM records, a pair of passes to Low State or Orpheum Theater for the Red Danube, a pair of passes to any ballroom where Freddie's Satyrials band is playing the next month or so, and also Freddie Satyrials, who's made a very wonderful record, I might say, with Johnny Kay of There's a Flame in My Heart. You've heard that, Norm. You haven't any microphone in front of you, have you? Anyway, those are the prizes, and also a clam dinner for each of these 10 winners at Maury Pearl's restaurant down there in Quincy. Now, here are the names of the people who sent in the correct answer with the earliest postmark, just so they'll know if they're wondering. They won't have to worry over the weekend. Eugene Levine of Brighton, Mrs. Rita Dace of North Quincy, Mrs. Paul Bauer of Norfolk Downs, Mrs. Louise Roberta of Cohasset, and I don't know this lady, even though I come from the same town. It's all right, Green. Several came from Roxbury, too, I think, as I remember.
I was pledged. I did not squeal.
Bob Miller of Chestnut Hill had the correct answer.
Well, I wanted to.
And D.A. Scully of Cambridge had the right answer. Mrs. Joseph Lyons of Dorchester had the right answer. Mrs. S.W. Touchette of Medford had the right answer. And Mildred E. Gilmore of Lynn had the right. Those are the 10 winners. We'll announce them again on Monday in case they didn't hear it today, or in case some of the others who entered and aren't listening are a little bit wondering about who the winners were. They'll receive their prizes by mail. We've talked to a few of them. Mrs. Touchette, I believe, is going to come in to see Red Danube tonight, and several of the other winners. Hope that they will all enjoy meeting Janet Lee and Peter Lawford as part of our prizes. We'll play the record again on Monday and hope to have the leader of the band that made the record. Don't lose. There they are, right there. Your station. Pack it up, take it home, and consider yourself lucky to have such a delicate instrument. That you'll be able to do so many things with that. Your first job is painting wicker furniture, I understand.
That's right.
And that's the best piece of equipment you could have to do that job. Do you ever try to paint wicker furniture with a brush? Not only does it take an awful long time, but it's not very practical. Go on over to the piano, Green, will you?
You asked me to come over here.
I know, but I'll pack that up for you. We need another song here. We're at the crossroads or something. What's the second one? Exactly like you? All right, go ahead. I. Round of applause greets Chester Memory and his orchestra as they conclude their second song in this afternoon's program, Exactly Like You. And a roar of applause goes up. Noel, how about giving us a brief word picture of what's new in the music business, what we can expect this fall from our favorite bands, maybe on records or in personal appearances? You have this microphone turned on, do you? Go ahead and talk.
What is it you'd like to know, Bob?
I just asked you. Tell us about...
Would you kindly repeat that question, please? I wasn't listening.
Tell us about the prospects of new music, what the new bands are going to be turning out, what bands will be prominent in the music picture in general, and what bands possibly will appear here in person in the next few weeks.
Go ahead, Kenny. May I just ask one specific question of Norm, inasmuch as he is a great authority on music and
life? Sure.
Do you think in the victory releases of the Vaughn Monroe records coming this season that Vaughn will sing on any of them?
Let's make a prediction on that. If we can have a fanfare, we'll go out on a limb. I think this program is able to do that. A big one. Yes.
Well, frankly, Ken...
Wait a minute. Fanfare.
I love this lady.
Ray Forum presents predictions of things to happen. Fix the stops back again. We need two fanfares on this. Let's start with the first one again. The Bob and Ray Forum presents exclusive predictions on things that may happen. That may happen, but I doubt it very much after 4 days. So, Norm, I turn the thing over to you. The question is, will Vaughn Monroe sing on any of his next 5 releases?
The answer to that question is positively no, because I think that with the release of Vaughn Monroe's brand new motion picture, that incidentally is being filmed in Hollywood right now and produced by band leader Abe Lyman, Vaughn will become a smash success in the cinema all over the country and will abandon his record work.
You actually are going out on a limb to say this?
I think that Vaughn Monroe...
That's Norm Prescott saying
will replace
Vaughn, if you're listening.
Roy Rogers.
Oh!
Gene Autry and Kenny Roberts.
Kenny Roberts, I can see. But Gene Autry and Roy Rogers are established as cowboy stars. Now, maybe Vaughn is going to make a cowboy picture. I know he is making a cowboy picture, but... Do you think? Yeah, how about Hopalong? Are you leaving him out?
Well, I think Hopalong is something that's become institutional with us.
You mean you think that Vaughn would abandon his orchestra? He would leave those poor boys who are making money? What money they're making?
Bob, I know for a fact that Vaughn has been studying for the past 6 months with one of the finest dramatic coaches in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's been learning how to ride a horse.
From the dramatic coach, he's been learning how to ride a horse?
No.
Well, what's this all got to do with it? What are they?
He is grooming himself.
He's got to ride a horse and he's going to be in a Western, doesn't he?
Yes. And where did you get a load of long yarn Vaughn in a 10-gallon?
Oh, man. You think we'll get wind of that back east?
Oh, brother.
Well, what's the name of the picture?
Pretty.
You know what the name of the picture is going to be?
Well, they haven't decided on a title yet, but I think they'll call it Vaughn Rides Again.
I have one more question to ask, if I may, Bob.
Go ahead,
Ken. Is it true that Guy Lombardo is going to dispense with his saxophone?
The question has arisen. I think these are kind of silly questions. We can practically answer them for ourselves.
Kenny, will you explain to us in technical...
Excuse me, Bill, you had your hand up. Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Kenny, would you come over here, please, and explain to all of us, those in the not know... Exactly. What is bebop?
Those are the what?
Not know.
Uh-huh.
Not nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Kenny, come on over here. You did a very nice job of that this morning.
If this were a serious forum, I would probably lecture for 3 or 4 hours.
I'm very sorry. Explain these dynamics and flatted
tips. I don't have time today.
Well, we'll give you 2 minutes anyway. Please, Ken.
2 minutes wouldn't do it, Norman.
When Mr. Wilson undertakes a job, he does it right.
I would suggest that kind listeners... buy my latest book.
What is your latest book? How to Rob Banks Successfully?
No. It's called What Are Bebop?
What Are Bebop? By Kenneth L. Wilson.
H. Wilson.
Kenneth H. Wilson.
People making out checks will please get my middle initial right. H.
Who is making out that check for you?
I don't know, but in case somebody does.
Oh, dear. I was visiting a station in New Bedford last night. I had to go down there on business. Not to the station, but I happened to be there. I knew some of the fellows, so I stopped in. They have a letter on the wall from a listener who sent in $5 to the announcer on a certain program because they thought he was so good to go out and buy a cup of coffee for yourself and the boys. Wasn't that nice? Not hinting at a thing, except that in 8 years that's never happened. And it was a great revelation. We get the packages of food all the time, sure. Some of them are arriving here a little bit late, folks. They got to go through the mails mighty fast, you know, and we got to strike while the iron is hot. So if you're sending food parcels, send them special delivery, please.
Tex, I understand you have a brand new release of I Never See Maggie Alone.
Well, Norm, we have been working on that one, but so far we haven't been able to work out anything very definite on it. I think it's one of the big songs of this or any season. And I'm planning to do a sequel on it called I Always See Maggie Alone.
And I wish I hadn't.
And I think that'll come out on the Gummed label sometime next month.
Can you give us a preview of the lyrics?
No, I can't, Norm, because they're in the hands of the publisher, and I'm not permitted to divulge them. Good night. We haven't heard from Tex for quite a while. We still haven't heard from Mary Margaret Magoon. I think on Monday we will, if we have an opportunity.
Well, you're on your own for the next 5 minutes.
Where are you
going? Out and review the 130 meters.
You know, that that brings an idea to my mind. Why wouldn't it be fun if you brought your news in here the next minute or so and showed everybody how you rehearse a newscast? Now, that's something we never hear on the air. We've told them how announcers will read news, and if they hear pauses in the news, we told them what happens during those pauses. The announcer says, well, in Russia today, somebody said something rather.
Bob, I've been having some very serious inflection trouble. I don't know whether it's first news first, or first news first, or first news first. Can you help me on that?
Well, I wouldn't want to go out on a limb on that. I think I'll leave that up to you. What have you been saying?
I think I've been saying first news first.
Well, you need a little more authority in it, I'd say. Punch it a little more.
First news first?
Well, we'll listen at 1:30 and see how you make out. Right now, your third song, gentlemen. What? Well, I can't read over that far. Side by side. Oh, that's a new one, yeah. Back again on Monday around 1 o'clock with an assortment of various items. We'll have the band leader in our mystery band contest, I hope, and we'll have music, of course, the organ and piano by our old friend Ken and Bill. Jimmy Sullivan was with us at the control panel this noon. This is Bob Elliott. Thanks for dropping around. Have a good weekend. Take it easy, and we'll see you on Monday. Matinee with Bob and Ray. Right if you get work and hang by yourself.